So the question becomes, is there anything in fisheries that we can do prior to the noon hour?
We have requests for public hearing, two of them, that would be it. And Joe can go through and handle that. And then whether we want to take a public comment after that or at the noon, maybe another opportunity we'd like to do last month.
Ms. Grist? Deviating from the agenda, we will address agenda item number 14 and agenda item number 15. And these are both requests for public hearings.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Gris.
Uncommon phrase from Fisheries Commission. Habitat knows what I'm saying. So we have two requests for July public hearings from Fisheries. The first is to modify the criteria for an exception to the tier delay process for a commercial fishing registration license. This is found within Chapter 4 VAC 20610-10 pertaining to commercial fishing and the mandatory harvest reporting. This is to conform to the code subsection C of section 282241 of the Code of Virginia. And it's a request for July.
Could you explain a bit more about what we're looking for?
This involves the current exception process for the commercial license, the CFRL. The code provides for a two-year delay. And the commission has ability for exceptions, but as we've seen, the code is probably the best way to conform to stick with the standard code language of 2 years.
In effect, are you saying doing away with some of these exceptions?
Yes.
Some or all of them?
It would be all. We'd conform strictly to what the code was provided.
That will be an interesting public hearing. Would you please explain for the commission's edification a bit about the exemptions, the hardships exemptions, and the situation the staff is facing currently?
Yeah,
Chief O'Reilly.
Since I'm the one that falls on, I should probably say a few things.
And Rob, you had kind of alluded to this a few months ago.
Yeah, quite a few months ago. And the situation is that since 1993, there have been changes to the process through regulation, and there's been an exception process so that the code indicates that you apply for the license, and after 1993, if you don't have a license, that you wait the 2 years. What has happened over time is the exception process has become very liberal, I'll put it that way. Watered down, and for many, many years, if you said the typical exception request is, I've worked the water my whole life. I'm 45, I'm 50, you know, I've been on the water my whole life. When you look, there's never been a license. So there's a request for an exception to that. And most of those were granted over time. In 2012, things changed a bit because all of a sudden, especially with the oyster fishery, you had a lot of folks who wanted to get in what I'll say is the easy way to get an exception and come into the fishery. And staff determined that there needed to be some change, so we provided the process with a notarized statement that those who want an exception would indicate individual or individuals that they actually had worked for because they didn't have a license. They were essentially an unlicensed helper. That worked for a little bit, but not for long, because I think folks know that we can't check every notarized statement, but we would find odd things. Someone would say they worked with Melvin, to just throw out a name, and we did gill netting, and we did clamming, and we did this, and we checked the record of Melvin. Didn't do any of that. So finally, within about the last 8 months, staff was receiving a lot of applications during the oyster fishery, but determined that the original license was 1993. So the way our regulation is, it doesn't seem clear as to what the exception is about. Staff has determined that the exception is about the two-year delay. If you aren't able to get in through an exception, it means two things. One, you have not fished a significant quantity of gear in the past 2 years in Virginia, even as a helper, and secondly, you haven't demonstrated to the satisfaction of the commissioner that there is a hardship beyond your control that kept you from applying to the two-year delay. So when staff looked at that very carefully, which hadn't been looked at before, it was really, what is the hardship that kept someone from looking at the two-year delay? So when the application still started to come in, staff was able to say, okay, you've worked on the water your whole life. You are 45, you're 35, whatever you are, you've never had a license, but what kept you from applying for the two-year delay? Because if you had 2 years ago, you'd be licensed. So that's the standard that's been used, and I would say within the last year, and staff will show you that information next month, there's been an abundance of rejections of the exceptions. And frankly, when you think about fairness, an individual can get rejected for an exception and find enough money to get a transfer to buy a license anyway. So it's almost fairness on the other foot, that the person that spends the money has to look and see that the other folks are getting in just through an exception without paying anything for the license. So it's become a little bogged down. I've been involved with this, obviously, and the last 2 years certainly made several attempts to get this to where it would be a fair system. The one thing that can be mentioned is the regulation does not conform to the letter of the code the way the code was adopted. And really the only exceptions in 1993 were medical reasons or military service. And staff would bring that back to you as reasons that someone could receive an exception. However, that would be about it. And I think the other part is the regulation allows one to apply for the two-year delay December 1 through the end of February, and that's it. And staff would contend, since that's in the regulation, as long as staff is going to propose a two-year delay, no matter when that person wants to apply for the two-year delay, if it's July, then the following two Julys, that person would be licensed. And that's fair, too, because we have a lot of applicants who get turned down, and the commission only reviews appeals on a quarterly basis every 3 months. And so someone who gets turned down may not have time to appeal for another 4 months if they don't get the timing right. So you'll hear more about this next month. We do think it's a step forward in the process. And I did mention the oyster resource. That certainly was a point of contention, but I think this issue is bigger than that. I think this issue is really one that the commission needs to get all the information, see the history of what has gone on, and see the escalation in some cases of requests for exceptions. So thank you.
Any questions or observations or comments from the commission? So that's a request for a public hearing at the July meeting.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Ms. Haney.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. And the public hearing is approved for the July meeting.